USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Dr. Anthony Fauci, President Joe Biden's chief medical advisor, now says the full-blown phase of the coronavirus pandemic could be ending very soon. Fauci said the combination of COVID-19 vaccines and treatments and immunity from prior infections could make the virus much more manageable going forward. He said in the coming months, more and more decisions on masking and other restrictions will be made on the local level, and that local governments should feel comfortable to be able to remove those mask mandates extremely soon, although many states already have. Commercial chicken flocks in Kentucky are testing positive for a highly lethal form of bird flu, widening an outbreak that threatens the United States poultry industry. Infections in the chickens that are being raised for meat are set to trigger more restrictions on U.S. poultry exports with buyers like China and Korea. The disease is hitting the market hard as poultry supplies are already down due to strong demand and labor shortages. This is USA Radio News.
Billy Girard, I'm here with George D., a longtime user of Revive One. George, tell me, how has Revive One changed your life?
I've had some plantar fasciitis on the bottoms of my feet that have been really hurting. There wasn't anything that could relieve them quickly except for the Revive. Yeah, I've tried all kinds of other products that have been available. Well, I just want to say, you know, with the Revive product, I can see almost an instantaneous improvement. It's a great product.
Not available in stores or on Amazon. Get yours factory direct at painfreeland.com. That's painfreeland.com. Use coupon code SAVE20 for 20% off and free shipping. Pain relief or your money back at painfreeland.com or call 877-577-2289. Not available in stores or on Amazon. Painfreeland.com. Coupon code SAVE20.
The active ingredient in Revive One has been shown to temporarily relieve pain associated with arthritis, muscle strains, sprains, and more. Use only as directed.
Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby says the United States military is ready if Vladimir Putin decides to invade the Ukraine.
Our contribution to the NATO response force, should it be called, should it be activated, they'll be ready to go. We continue to see him advance his readiness and improve his capabilities and provide himself more options should he decide to take military action in Ukraine.
The Russian buildup continues with over 130,000 troops stationed at the three borders to Ukraine. And in a related story, the United States is now closing the U.S. embassy in Kiev and temporarily relocating the small number of remaining diplomatic personnel in the country to a city in western Ukraine due to the dramatic acceleration of the buildup of Russian forces, according to Secretary of State Antony Blinken. Blinken said in a statement, "I've ordered these measures for one reason, the safety of our staff, and we strongly urge any remaining U.S. citizens in Ukraine to leave the country immediately." You can stay updated 24/7 at usaradionews.com.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alarute. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
We have more information on the John Durham investigation. And with that story, here's USA Radio's Lance Pry.
The Russian dossier investigation against President Trump that he was colluding with Russian banks and leaders to influence the 2016 presidential election was bought and paid for by Democrats in the Hillary Clinton campaign. The John Durham investigation has revealed illegal spying on a sitting president and a hoax that led mainstream media to attack Trump for years. So far, three indictments have come down from the investigation. Former Director of National Intelligence John Ratcliffe on Fox News believes it's only a matter of time before more indictments are issued.
That there was a Hillary Clinton campaign plan to create fake Russia collusion allegations or scandal involving Donald Trump. I would expect there to be quite a few more indictments, and I do think there was a criminal conspiracy.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Former New York Yankee slugger Alex Rodriguez, once called by Donald Trump a druggie and a joke unworthy of wearing the pinstripes, is now the key part of an investment group seeking to buy the ex-president's marquee Washington, D.C. hotel, according to the Associated Press. A-Rod's involvement in the $375 million deal, which could close within the next 2 weeks, would make the athlete-turned-entrepreneur an unlikely financial savior for Trump, allowing him to recoup millions he invested and even emerge with a large profit from his hotel. It's nice to be back on the USA Radio News team. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.